Would you like me to tell that story again?
Yeah.
So this morning, there's a possibility of me falling asleep with a dick in my mouth. And I pretended that I fell asleep with a dick in my mouth just to see what it would be like.
You ever thrown up
an
on
icon.
A dick,
though?
Never thrown up on a dick.
That's happened to me.
That's terrifying.
Actually, it was more like it was happening and then, like, I got it and then, like, part of it, like...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it
How
was bad.
How much came up on the dick?
not, like, on the dick. More so, like, someone on his stomach. Yeah. In the belly button. Using work slang. Kick it off.
Kick it off.
Let's kick it off. Kick it
let's
off. Let's
have a kickoff call.
Did you like how I answered all your questions in red?
I did appreciate that.
Yeah.
Answers below in red.
Answers below in red.
That's like the shit that I do.
That's business bitch shit. Welcome to the Business Bitch podcast. I'm your host, the Business Bitch.
And I'm I'm Trust Fund Terry.
Sorry, I'm Trust Fund Terry.
That's an actual Instagram though, Trust Fund Terry.
Terry,
it's really funny. And then there's XO Finance Ho. That one's pretty good.
Your MD's XY.
And apparently there's a new version of Excel coming out or some shit like that.
What will the finance bros do?
What will they do?
They have to learn all
they
new
have
hotkeys.
To, well, no, I mean, it, or no, it's a new function. It's like X lookup instead of V lookup.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. All I the once, finance bros are quaking.
I once had a finance bro brag to me in such a way of like, yeah, I don't use my mouse when I use Excel. And I was like,
ooh, boy, you dangerous.
My panties just flew across the
room. Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Lady in the streets, freaking the Excel spreadsheets.
Yes.
It me.
It me.
All right.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast that is not about business bitch things. It's actually the opposite of business bitch things, and I avoid talking about it at work, but I did tell someone about it the other day. This is the 50 Worst Dates podcast, a show where we shoot the shit a lot and talk about a topic and tell you embarrassing stories
You're
about
so
ourselves
beautiful.
Or other.
I hope you know that.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
We're
You're
here
so beautiful.
As three best friends that anyone could have, but we also have a fourth
have a
friend
fourth
who's
friend.
Coming.
Yes.
My name's Katie.
And my name's Amanda. And with us today, we have a very special guest. First of all, well, I'd also like to point out that we are all in the same room right now.
Wow.
Recording together.
I know, and the fourth will be joining.
And it's amazing.
That would be great.
But today with us, we have one of our dear best friends, Sarah Smolinski.
That's me.
And we've known each other for like a decade. Which is pretty bananas.
Literally.
We had
our 10-year Facebook anniversary.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to All Time Low.
All Time Low brought us together.
Yes.
Thank you, Alex Gaskar.
Hot Shell Ray is what brought Kelsey
oh
and I together.
Oh, my God. Me and Katie also, I would like to say me and Katie had an OG podcast in Radio Club.
My podcasting career started in 10th
the
grade
Steel
Radio
Eagle.
Club at the Steel Eagle.
Shout out.
Where I made playlists and had a good time.
That is what we did. And we interviewed a lot of bands.
We interviewed a lot of bands.
That's what we did.
And now I have a podcast and I make collaborative sex playlists with the people I'm sleeping with.
Amazing.
That's how you know it's real.
Yeah. It's true.
Today on the pod, guys, we're going to talk about something that we're all familiar with, but Sarah is a Black Diamond expert at, and that is the LDR, the long distance relationship.
Woo!
While Amanda and I have done it and failed, Sarah has successfully navigated one.
Yeah. For like
2 years.
While. Because you guys have been together for
It'll be 3 years.
But you were long
in
distance
December.
For like 2.
Yeah, okay. We were long distance for 2 years.
So like you're...
And you're about to go back to long distance. For a temporary long distance.
Yeah,
temporary.
For 4 months. So instead of driving 3 hours, I'm going to be on a plane for 3 hours. And I'm going to Florida.
But like you go to Florida.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
And that's a conversation and a topic we're going to talk about what happens when you have to get on a plane to get laid.
Hey.
So we'll go through some common mistakes people make, and by people, I mean Amanda and I make in long-distance relationships.
I mean, it's not like I haven't made these mistakes before.
Right, but you've navigated
We've
around
navigated
them
through
and
issues.
Successfully done the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amanda's going to teach us all to have phone sex.
Yep, you're welcome.
And we're going to read a listener story that remember that time where we read a listener story and it was like a man who wanted someone to put diapers on him? Oh, well, God. This girl should have showed up to her date in a diaper. We have a great show for you guys today. Hopefully it'll really turn up the volume and the mood based on our past couple episodes. And it's going to be a fun time. We're back. I hope you liked that ad. To start us off, we're going to go through, we're going to do our kind of scenarios a little backwards this week because I think it rounds things out a little better. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the top 8 long-distance relationships mistakes you can make that will cause the breakup based on an article from Bustle published on August 29th, 2019. So this is real fucking recent.
It's fresh. Fresh off the press.
Fresh as heck. So, counting out number 1, and we're just going to go through here and tell you our stories about how we fucked these things up with context.
Hey.
Yeah.
Number 1, don't doubt the legitimacy of your relationship, because other people are going to do that for you. My friends had a joke that my ex-boyfriend had a secret family.
Oh.
And that...
Not us. Not this friend group.
Yeah, different friend
group. No, my, like, Chicago friends who knew him fairly decently had a joke that he had a secret family. No, in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C.
Never mind.
My Chicago friends were like, yeah, he definitely lives in Maryland and has, like, a family of 4. I'm like, that's inaccurate, but it's really funny that you think that. So mm-hmm. If you start doubting the legitimacy of your relationship and think that your person is, like, secretly a philanderer with a separate family, then it's just going to fall apart, man.
Yeah, and also I think you just need to be confident in... I mean, that's just the foundation of a strong relationship in general, but especially one that's testing the bounds that is distance. So mine, when I did long-distance relationships... It was really, like, temporary because he went to school with me. So for most of the year, I saw him. But during holidays or for, like, months at a time, he was across the world in New Zealand.
Right.
So it was a huge time difference. But we had such a strong foundation that really
You also knew he was coming back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, you don't want to kind of have those doubts because then you're setting a very rocky foundation, right. Which is just... It's gonna topple right. The whole fucking house, man.
Right. And I personally never had any doubts about that relationship. I knew it was like, this man is physically incapable of cheating on me. Like, like I just like, I'm not worried about
it. Oh my gosh. If someone wants that, I mean, more power to him.
Right. And someone does. He has a lovely new girlfriend.
Great.
Good for him.
Good for him. Number 2, moving on from that bitterness. You should never try to resolve your fights the late night. You should never, like, you sometimes do have to go to sleep angry. Because, like, did you ever get in a fight while Matt was in New Zealand?
Oof. We really, I feel like, rarely got into fights.
Right.
But, yeah, no. Like, I don't recall any specific moment, but I feel like it, especially because he was 19 hours ahead. So the way we talked, it was like, oh, I'm waking up and he's going to bed. Or I'm going to bed and he's, you know, waking up. So there wasn't.
Time to get into a fight, I guess.
Yeah, I think especially when he was back home, it was actually, like, I don't want to say easier, but just our communication was obviously different. And mm-hmm. so we had such limited availability to communicate that we really didn't argue, I think, which we'll talk about. It was more of just wanting to talk, like me mm-hmm. wanting to talk to him and getting frustrated because, like, he was busy or things like that, which goes into another point. But yeah, you don't want to resolve. You can't always resolve a fight. I mean, this happens in person, so you can't expect it to happen.
Right. Sometimes, Sarah, with your relationship changing time zones now, this may come up.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he'll be like an hour ahead.
Right. Which, like, isn't that big of a deal?
Yeah. I mean, I travel, like, I travel for work sometimes, and most of the time I go to the West Coast, and that's 2 hours behind.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I guess now it'll be 3 hours so, there's a big difference between, like, 10 o'clock at night and midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a huge difference, and you feel that, because, I woke up, one time when I was in Portland, I woke up at 8 a.m., And I was like, oh my gosh, like, 2010 at home. Like,
oopsie. He's like texting you a million things.
I know. Like, and then like my boyfriend's texting me, he's like, are you awake yet? Like it's 10 o'clock here. You should be awake. But yeah, going back, trying to resolve like a late night fight, that's never a good idea.
Never.
Because, well, especially when, can I use
you can say
oh,
Farrell.
Okay. Yeah. I know. It's kind of a weird name, but yeah, my boyfriend's name is Farrell. He's great.
V-I-R-L.
V-I-R-L. I know there's someone out there with this problem, so it's fine.
If you have a weird boyfriend with a weird name,
please submit. Please submit.
We'll connect to you and you can have a support group.
Yeah. We can talk about it. But, yeah, especially when he was at school and him being a senior and, like, you know, doing things late at night, like, trying to, like, resolve fights, I guess. I mean, sometimes I'd be like, okay, like, he hasn't, you know, I'm, like, sitting here alone and, like, I'm not.
Yeah.
He's not texting me back. Or,
yeah.
But he's just trying to enjoy, like, school, like, how I enjoyed school. So, I mean, it's just, like, you kind of have to let that shit, like, roll.
And luckily you have friends like us. So when you're having those moments, you just text us. And then we're like, it's okay, honey.
It's okay.
Yeah. Which rolls absolutely into the next
point.
Tip,
yeah.
Which
that's is,
you can't try to talk all the time. You can't talk 24/7.
I know.
It's
especially
just
when
not
you're when your boyfriend's chilling at a bar with his buddies. Like, he's with his, and, like, I went to a small school to preface this. So, like, I mean, there's, and he was in a fraternity, so, like, I mean, you know, there's always people around, at his house, and people always hanging out with him, and he was pretty popular.
I mean, it's hard popular. To, like, carve out some time to, like, be on the phone when that's happening.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, I don't, like, yeah, how annoying is that, like, if I was at a party, for instance, like, you know, hanging out with you guys, like, when he's at school, how annoying would that be to, like, constantly be going. It's like Ronnie from Jersey Shore, like in the recent episodes, he like always goes like away to like go talk to his crazy girlfriend, his crazy baby mommy. So like, I mean, yeah, I just didn't want that to like keep happening like to him, because I don't want him to miss out on things, and he doesn't want me to miss out on things. So it's kind of like, you know, you just can't talk all the time. But at the end of the night, it's like, it more so be like, be safe, like text me when you get home, or like call me at the end of the night, or, like, kind of thing, so.
Let me know that you're not dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Was, like, that was pretty much my experience, where it's like, I'm not going to call you, because I'm going to be out until 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'll let you know that I'm not dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I know you're not dead.
That's, and you shouldn't also be, like, texting your partner constantly. You're an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even if you're not an adult, like, get used to adulthood and don't text your partner constantly. Leave some allure.
What is there to talk text about anymore? We're not in high school. Like, I mean, what me and my boyfriend text about now is, like, who's going to pick up dinner and who let the dog out last? Like,
who let the dog out?
Who let Cody out? Shout out to Cody.
And Rocky.
Yeah. So, like, what do you feel like?
We just love our dogs.
Yeah. I don't have a dog.
Rocky's not with us today.
That was another conversation that I had recently where I was like, I can't get a dog until I can lock the dog into another room while I have sex.
I mean,
I live in a studio apartment.
He just, like,
listen, I have fucked with Rocky on my bed. That's all I'm going to say. You got to do what you got to do to get your dogs to, like, stop barking at you.
That's true. Because if you shut the door, like, couldn't
I just
you, like,
put a pillow, like, over his face.
Yeah.
Protect him.
Okay.
Just chills on the floor. Sometimes look over and, like, you don't see his little face.
Well, like, Josie, when my, like, college boyfriend stayed with us for a weekend, Josie, like, cock-blocked me immensely and would literally get in the way of, like, us even sitting next to each other because she loved him so much. She was just very impacted by this man. And happy for her, because that was literally the last time I saw him. Then we turned into a long-distance relationship that didn't work out because we never spoke.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Wow.
And because I couldn't.
You didn't talk at all. That's the other problem.
That's the other problem. He, like, wouldn't talk to me, and he tried to ghost me instead of breaking up with
Whoa.
Me.
Nice.
Because I tried to break up with him. He started crying.
Trash.
I backed off.
Trash.
And then he, like, tried to ghost me instead. I'm like, you can't.
No.
You gotta pick one. You gotta pick one. And I really hope that him and his girlfriend are happy now, because they've been together via a Tinder match longer than him and I have been broken up. So.
Yay.
That's nice.
Yeah, men are trash. Speaking of things, I don't know. Say the next one.
Number four, not asking for the attention when you need it.
Yeah, man. You gotta ask for your attention and feel your feels.
Yeah.
Sarah feels this.
Yes. I feel, okay, so four and five go hand in hand, because it's not asking for the attention when you need it and not scheduling time for them. So yes. It's like, you need to be able to schedule a time, because you don't want to be talking constantly, because that's just difficult and hard to do in general, especially as you get older and you get into adulthood and, like, life is happening. But you need to schedule time to talk to one another, because you still need to talk to one another when you're in a relationship.
Right. And
it's good to have, it doesn't need to be so set in stone, but even if you're like, okay, you know, we're going to try 4 times a week or 5 times a week, whatever, at this time at night, you know, and we'll Skype for a little bit, or we'll FaceTime or whatever. And then that way you kind of have this routine. And at the same time, like, you are scheduling time for them and whatnot.
Yeah.
Which is obviously subject to change, just depending on the relationship.
I need to pause for a second, because you drew on your fucking face with eyeliner.
I did. We're bringing back high school, man.
Amanda. I was like, is there something on my face? Oh, there is. There are dots.
You put it there.
There are.
This is the wonders of us being in the same room together, guys. I can see when Amanda draws on her fucking face.
There are two dots stars on each of my eyes.
Yeah. They're not stars, nice, though.
Thank you. They're very subtle, but yes, every time I do it, I think of high school.
Right. Some things never change, man.
Nope. But it used to be, like, more dramatic.
Oh, it used to be obnoxious. I had a heart with swirlies. Oh, girl. I should bring that back.
Oh, my gosh. And the hair.
If we ever have a throwback party, that's the Amanda I'm going
to. Yes!
Purple hair. What?
That should be, like, New Year's this year.
A throwback party?
A throwback. Yeah. Dress as you were in another year.
Yeah.
Dress as you were in the past to celebrate the future.
Ooh. To find my all-time low shirt.
Yeah, amazing. Like, get your emo gear out. Your emo girl. I would probably recreate when I was 6, my mom made me do a photo shoot in what I could only call as the Jackie O JFK got his head shot off outfit. Oh, like, it is that pink outfit she was wearing in Dallas, except I was 6 and in that, and it was not Chanel. But I would recreate that, because I think it's truly, to this day, one of my better outfits.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, back to what we were talking about, I guess.
My face is just so beautiful. It distracted me.
It was so distracting.
That has number four. Or, yeah, we were on 4 and 5.
Four and five, I think, is important in scheduling time. And we'll talk about phone sex as well, which you kind of gotta like make time for.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't spring sexy texts on someone when they're at work. You can't spring sexy texts on someone when they have other things to do.
That reminds me, someone sent me a dick pic while I was at work, and I said, I've seen enough genitals today. I don't want to see yours. And he was like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm embarrassed. I'm like,
you should be.
Yeah. Like, I had seen probably 4 or 5 penises and one full-on grown-ass naked old lady.
Nice.
I was just tired of seeing naked bodies, essentially. Right. And I'm like, this was so unwarranted, because I get that you're horny, but
I'm not.
I'm leaving work. I don't want to see your dick. Please and thank you.
Please stop. No, no.
I don't ever send me dick pics to people.
That's unsolicited.
I did.
Unless I request, which I won't, so.
While in a long-distance relationship in the middle of a work project, I had a partner send me a very dirty text that still turns me on to this day. But it was like, I want you to go in the bathroom, and I want you to masturbate and do all these things to yourself.
We'll talk about that with the phone situation.
It was 3:30 on a Thursday, and I was working on a project with my coworkers and in a meeting.
Yeah.
Like, getting this in a meeting didn't need to happen that way.
I mean, sometimes that can be a little spicy, though.
It was spicy, but if it came at 5:01, I would have been way more spicy about it. I maybe would have done it. Because, as we move into number 6, you should not neglect parts of your life to maintain your long-distance relationship. You should not neglect work meetings to go vigorously masturbate like your boyfriend told you to.
Yeah. Especially when you're a boss-ass bitch making boss-ass moves with a boss-ass job doing boss-ass things.
Exactly.
You gotta live your life, man.
Exactly. No, like, you can't opt to not go out because you know you should call them every night. You can't, like, you can't opt to not be a fun person, which I think happened to me in my most recent long-distance relationship where I, like, opted out of being extra fun. So when I got out of it, I went a little crazy, and then I started a podcast. So this is what happens when you neglect the rest of your life.
You start a podcast.
Yeah, and then on top of that, I mean, neglecting the rest of your life, I mean, when you start to, you know, not connect with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't think about you as, I mean, I don't want to say that in bad terms, but, like, I mean, if you're not, like, connecting with your friends, like, they're not gonna
invite you to shit.
Like, I mean, why would they invite you if you always say no? Or, like, are you, like, if you're constantly, like, sitting there, like I said, like, the Ronnie thing, like, right. Sitting there on your phone talking to your, like, it's not.
Because you were going down to Milliken to see her all the time, yeah. Which, like, yeah. Is important and is good, but mm-hmm. If you're not in the loop, you're not in the loop.
Right. I mean, he would come visit me, too, but, I mean, even then, if, like, the long distance thing, too, if anything, gives you more opportunity to, like, hang out with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it should give you more opportunity to hang out with your friends, which I thought was fun. When me and my friend did Valentine's Day together because we were both in long-distance relationships.
So did me and my friend.
Aww.
We went and got sushi.
We also got sushi.
Oh, that's so cute.
Were you two the friends that went with each other?
No.
No, I went with my friend Diana.
Oh, my goodness.
Aw.
Love it.
But, like, yeah, sometimes you gotta just be like, fuck it.
Yeah, I want sushi.
We can get sushi.
Dude, sweet. We should get some sushi.
We can work on that.
I'm hungry.
We're gonna get through this, and then we're gonna go eat sushi, guys.
Sweet.
With that, number 7, take some time to remember to be intimate.
Not to be intimate, to remember to be intimate.
Like, to remember to be intimate.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, I will give the man this credit. When I was in my relationship, he bought me sex toys, and, like, we went shopping for them together, and it was, like, expectation of, you're going to use this on yourself when I'm not here, which was fucking awesome. Still have That's many cool. of those items, because while he may be out of my life, I still love a good orgasm. And Hitachi magic wands are fucking expensive, man. So taking that time to, like, think of a creative way to be intimate, whether that's the phone sex that we're going to talk about or, like, buying a vibrator. Though I do have the issue of, like, what does one do? Can you recycle a cock ring?
Probably.
Like, it's got a battery in it.
Oh, that I don't
recycle.
You have a battery-operated cock ring?
Like, it's got a little vibrator in it.
Oh, that's hot.
Kind of batteries.
Right. So, like, it's got some kind of, like, battery in it, so I don't know what to do with it.
Is it rechargeable?
The battery died. It's not rechargeable.
I love myself a rechargeable.
And I just don't think I could, like, still use it with another person. It's like, this was bought for a specific penis.
Just dying. I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing.
These are problems I actually have in my life, guys, and that's why I have a podcast about it.
What kind of batteries does it take?
I don't know.
Double A?
Like, I think, like, a watch battery, maybe?
Like, the little cylinder ones.
Okay. Yeah, it was a fun
Well, thing. I'm not going to help you with that one.
I'm just asking for advice here. Guys, if you know if you can recycle cock rings and other electronics, please let me know.
I can easily resolve this issue for us. Can you recycle cock rings?
There's also silicone, which, like, I feel like is...
You could just, like, put it on eBay.
There's probably some...
How to recycle old sex toys.
Oh!
I mean, you could just bring it to Goodwill.
Yeah. I know. I would sell that on eBay and, like, give it a story.
Okay, so new recycling regulations mean that all electrical equipment, including sex toys, must be disposed of at a designated electrical waste collection center.
Good to know.
Good to know.
So next time I need to go recycle a cell phone, I can bring a vibrator.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your old computer, too.
And your old computer. Cool. Guys, you learn something new every day.
True.
That's what the 50 Worst Dates podcast is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to wrap this shit up and talk to Sarah and, like, interview her a little bit.
Oh, wow.
But number 8 on our list of mistakes you're going to make when you're in an LDR, not talking about the dumb stuff and keeping your conversations to big picture things only. You got to ask bae how their day went.
Yeah, definitely.
You should know their stupid coworkers' names. You should know all the dumb things about them as much as anyone would. Like, you probably had to keep track of, like, frat shit. 2 years out of college, frat shit.
Yeah, I was still 2 years out of college staying at a frat. It was...
I stopped doing that in college. It's like, I give up on this fraternity. This lifestyle is beyond me.
I mean, it wasn't, like, horrible, because it wasn't, like, a big fraternity, so it was only, like,
right.
30 people living there. Yeah. And he has his own room.
So. He had his own room, and it wasn't, like, as dirty, if I remember.
Yeah, and he would always clean it before he came there.
Oh, how nice.
I know. Cute. He would always change his sheets, too. I'm like, that's really sweet.
That's very adult.
Yeah, so if you're going to be in a long-distance relationship with a man, make sure he changes his sheets before you roll up.
Even though his bed was still on the floor.
Oh.
That's a typical frat, though.
Yeah, you can't...
But now our bed is not on the floor.
You don't get all three things. You don't get a flat sheet, a headboard, or the mattress not being on the floor.
Well, the mattress is on the floor, but it had a box spring, so it's fine.
Right. Okay, so you had the box spring. Did he have a headboard?
No, there was no headboard. Right. It was just against the wall. But he had sheets and the top sheet.
And, oh, wow.
And a comforter. So
he had everything but the bed
frame.
Yeah,
and we had 3 pillows. I know. And they were, like, wow. Tempur-Pedic ones. So.
I think our little logo thing is, like, the protesters for the podcast. Mm-hmm. I think my biggest protest is men not having enough pillows.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What's-his-face had one pillow.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's a sign
of a psychopath.
And no, he is
okay,
a psychopath.
I saw something online, or a meme that was like, I only keep one pillow on my bed so that she knows she can't sleep over.
That's one thing.
That was definitely not the case.
But if I come to the District of Columbia to sleep over at your apartment...
You better have more than one pillow,
and you shouldn't make a big deal out of it when I tell you to go to Crate and Barrel and buy another fucking pillow.
Or just go to fucking Costco. You can get, like, 6 in one package.
for $10.
Seriously, all the motherfucking pillows.
Like, no, I need to go to Crate and Barrel. I also got you a Crate and Barrel towel. I'm like, this is unnecessary.
When you can go to Target...
No, it's crazy.
Target towels are just as quality.
Exactly. They're right there. I need to go wash them.
Well, I just got new Target towels.
Very nice. Hashtag Target sponsor us.
Yep.
So, Sarah, I want to dive into you, because obviously we're bitching and moaning.
She wants to dive into you.
Yeah, baby, I want to dive into you. Because we're, like, bitching and moaning, and I'm bitching and moaning because I'm very bitter about long-distance relationships. My dear friend who I went to Valentine's Day with, I love you to pieces, baby,
is still in her
long-distance relationship, but they have an end date, which I think is the difference between, like, most of them and mine, where I will really have to bite my tongue on trashing long-distance relationships in front of her because I just don't think they work anymore. Yeah. But she's making it work, so there's no ultimatum.
I mean, if you're willing to make it work. I mean, there was, like, something I saw online. It was, like, before you can live together, you must, like, live apart. And, I mean, I think that's pretty, like, similar. Like, it's pretty on par with, like, how me and Viral are. Mm-hmm. Like, I think because we lived apart, we, like, appreciate living together so much more.
Right.
So.
And you live together in secret, yes.
It's not, like, in secret. I mean, he pretty much... So, like, it's just... I don't know. It's just a weird situation. He got a job up by me, but, like... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, pretty much, he does live there. Yeah.
Yeah, he lives
there. Yeah, we're roomies.
Roomies! So, how long have you guys been together?
3 years. In December. 3 years.
Whoa. And 2 of those years were then the long distance. So, you know, you're in that you were like, no, this is it.
Yeah. So, when we first started dating... So, like, I guess, like, 3 years ago, we started, like... talking.
Oh.
3 years ago, like, around this time, I guess.
It was
3 years next month we started talking.
3 years ago, cuffing season.
Yeah.
2016.
And then in December, he officially asked me to be his girlfriend.
Cute.
Aww. Yeah. It was cute. Yeah, and then the next semester of school started, I was a senior, and he was a sophomore. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Also, Sarah's a cradle robber. by the way, guys.
It happened. Why? Well, I remember when that relationship started, and Matt and I had already been together for a couple months. So yeah. I was basically like, yay. Matt's also 19. It's okay, Sarah. Yay.
Yeah, you like guided each other through it. It was very cute.
Yeah. It was great. Good but stuff. Yeah, I'm older than him. I'm 24 and he's 22.
Right.
So our birthdays are now. 4 days apart. Aww. So yeah, so that for a moment I'll be 25 and he'll be 22, so it's like weird. And then he'll turn 23. So
okay, then it's incredible.
But yeah, why it was a long distance relationship. Like I said, I'm older.
Yeah. So you moved off, you started your life, and he was still back in college.
Yeah, he was. And we had the same major too, so it was kinda like nice for him because I basically just put all my assignments on Google Docs and shared it with him. So you're welcome.
So his degree is your degree.
Yeah, essentially. I made the dean's list for the first and last time in my last semester of college. So
you're welcome. You're welcome. Dean's list. For having Sarah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then like they like did a social media post about who made it and like they forgot to put my name on there, so I commented.
Didn't they spell your name wrong eventually on it?
Oh, don't remind me.
Yeah.
That I was bitch. Gonna get an award.
Yeah, and then it was another Sarah.
There was literally Walensky. Another Sarah Walensky who went to this small sad school. This small ass school in the middle of fucking nowhere in Illinois. Like,
yeah.
2,500 students.
Yeah.
It's smaller than Sandburg.
Yeah, and there's two Sarah S's. They're just out. Smolensky and Smolensky. Yeah. I wonder how she's doing.
Well, she's doing pretty good, I think.
With your award?
Yeah, whatever. Health, fitness, recreation reward. Reward. My award. Whatever.
So how do you think you, like, made time, especially transitioning into, like, an adult life, an adult job, you made time for a relationship with someone who has a very different schedule than you, and definitely different priorities?
Yeah. So how we made time was, especially with, like, having, you know, alumni events at school, like, maybe it being my alma mater, it wasn't like, what are you doing here? Who is this girl? Like,
right.
I knew everyone that back. He, yeah. I knew everyone that he was hanging out with and, like, you know, and then he would kind of come up to my house more frequently because I didn't want to stay in the frat house.
Right.
And then
dignity.
Before, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because I moved on, like, I moved down to my parents' house and, like, got a job and yada, yada,
became
yada.
An adult.
Yeah, did the
adult
became an stuff. Adult. Got a dog.
Yeah.
And he was there when I got Cody, so it was a special moment.
You are
moment.
His parents.
We are his parents.
That's so nice.
Yeah, except he loves Rome more than me. That's okay. Oh.
That's gotta
it's
hurt.
Okay. Yeah. He cuddles, like, right in between us.
Aww.
He, like,
that's adorable.
Lays in between us. It's so precious.
Aww,
I love it.
That's so, like, family.
It is. Yeah.
Katie and I
it's
are
so
like,
cute.
We don't get it.
I don't get it.
But, like, I had two dogs
he's
on
so
my
little.
Bed today, so.
I know. I pet three dogs yesterday. And a cat.
Whoa.
And a cat? But, yeah. And then, like, before we started doing long distance, because we knew after I graduated, like, that summer was kind of, like, the last time, like, not the last time, but you know what I mean? Like, that was our time together. We kind of set a precedent. Like, we weren't, like, okay, like, the max, like, I didn't want to be going down to Milliken all the time, and then he didn't want to be coming up there all the time, so we kind of set a precedent, like, hey, like, we're going to only see each other, like, we're only going to do 2 weekends this month. Mm-hmm. Or, like, hey, like, there's a party down at school, like, if you want to come, it's this weekend.
He'd give you, like, a heads up.
Yeah, exactly. So that would kind of, like, we would kind of plan it out that way. And then during spring, like, when he would start, because he was on the golf team, so it was a little bit harder for him to come up. So I would go down there for, like, tournaments and whatnot, mm-hmm. even though if you know anything about golf, it's
very
not boring. Really fun to watch.
Or play.
Yeah, I just, I mean, no, it's...
Glad he it's likes not. It.
No, I'm glad. No, I mean, everyone has their passions. But he, I just sit on the cart and drink beer, so...
Which is the fun part of golf.
Exactly.
Exactly. So you were good about communicating. Do you have any, like, tips for people about how to communicate
yeah.
with your lover?
Don't over-communicate. Because it's like when you're, like, sitting there and you're like, what are you doing every single day? Like,
what's up?
Well, another thing is, like, you kind of got to respect, like, their schedule, mm-hmm. too. Because you don't want to be calling and then being like, I'm in class, like, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 9:50. Like, I mean, that gets kind of annoying when you, like, call him.
Yeah.
You know, and he's said, like, 4 times.
Right.
Yeah. So kind of understanding their schedule, too, and especially, like, during the spring, like, with golf and everything, be like, I'm at practice. So it's, like, you kind of got to, like, prepare yourself for those things, too, and seeing, like, okay, he's not ignoring me. Like, he's just busy.
Right.
Like, and especially, like, him being in a fraternity, he was a vice president, too. So he was, during, like, rush week, he was super busy. And
right. Just got to get those frat boys.
Right. And, I mean, it's just being respectful of the other person's schedule. Mm-hmm. And I, like, told him before, too, like, hey, like, I'm going to go do this with, like, with my friends. And, like, you know, he respects that, like, you know, mm-hmm. I made plans.
You guys do live, like, even now, like, very separate lives, which I think mm-hmm. is really good.
Yeah. 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 And that's, like, extremely important. Like, I mean, in any relationship, I think, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to, like, live separate lives, but, all, like, living separate lives together, if that makes sense.
Right.
I don't want to say he's not doing anything with his major, because he is doing something with his major. He has a job, so.
Yeah.
We took two completely different career paths, mm-hmm. and, like, we have two opposite schedules, but, like, there's still time that falls in between, like. And honestly, the schedule that we have, like, it's so favorable to our dog, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I work, you know, I go to work at 9 and come home at 5, and sometimes he works at 6 and comes home mm-hmm. at 1, or he works from 1 to,
well, like, even you just, 6. Like, have different interests and hobbies outside of work.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Your relationship, and you, like, yeah. foster that.
Yeah, he doesn't particularly like going to concerts. I like going to concerts.
Yeah, and, like, you have your people for that.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, even, like, with golf too, like, I mean, I don't love it, but I mean, I'll go because
you gotta support the dumb
yeah and that's
like.
The thing too is, like, I mean, I would, like, love to, and that's the other thing is, like, trying to, like, pick, like other people, not like their hobbies, like, love their hobbies,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, try to get them interested in hobbies that you have.
Right.
That's another thing, because also doing an activity together when you're long distance, like, having, like, that activity to look forward to, like, my boyfriend and I was not a really good skier. Like, mm-hmm. you knew me before I met
right.
him. You were like, I can't see this bitch on skis.
No.
And now it's like, I'm not afraid to go down, like, the Black Diamonds and, like,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm not afraid anymore because that was something he taught me to do.
But it's also, like, a trip you can go on together.
Yeah, and, like, exactly. And we do that together. Like, we like to do that. And we have fun, too.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, especially, like, in Colorado, it's like, that was, like, my first time out there, and it was, like, really, like, having that person to embrace that experience with is,
mm-hmm.
like, nice to have who's done it before. So getting involved in their hobbies is, like, another, like, thing to have to look forward to.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So with that, and positivity, and Sarah knowing how to ski.
Yep.
Let's go to a break so she can go ski. She loves skiing, guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You were there for that.
I was there for your tattoo. I love being in the same room as you while we do this. This
I know,
is so
right?
Fun.
Isn't it great? So, we're going to talk about something, because this is a sex and dating podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about something that is kind of a key component to them long-distance relationships if you are sexual with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I would argue that most people are.
I would hope so.
But obviously, you know, we're not gonna
sexual.
I don't wanna erase the aromantics and asexuals of, well, I guess it would just be the asexuals of
right.
the communities. But anyway, so without further ado, we're gonna talk about something that's not very near and dear to my heart, but something that's important, I think, for people who
I'ma kiss you through the phone.
Yep. Who like to listen
kiss
to Soulja Boy.
Phone.
And that is phone sex.
Phone sex.
See you later.
Yeah. So, it's your friendly neighborhood Amanda just coming at you.
With sex tips.
With some hottest sex tips on how to mitigate that LDR, lust, but also get your fill. So, I personally, I've never considered myself to be, a sexy individual.
I think I'm attractive.
Every man that has ever looked at you would disagree.
Yeah, that's
okay, true. But that's because I give off, like, goth girl vibes, and that's what they're
You're
into.
My goth girlfriend.
Yes. That's true. But, like, me personally, I feel like I am just a combination of Emilia Clarke and Jennifer Lawrence's, like, personalities with 0% of their, like, sex appeal.
I don't find them... Okay, they are sexy, but I don't think that they, like, give off, like, I'm a sex goddess.
I know, but they're, like, sexy people if you see their, like, photo shoots, which, like, fair. Anyone can be sexy on their Vogue cover, but still.
Right. Jennifer Lawrence is just sort of fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So, to me, phone sex is very weird. Not in a bad way, but just it can be uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
It is a little uncomfy.
In my opinion, when it comes to long-distance relationships, it's almost a necessity because... Obviously, you're not seeing these people, so you need to kind of mitigate those sexual feelings that you're having.
Part of it being in a relationship is getting laid.
Exactly. And so, for some people. And so there's three main ways, I guess, you can go about phone sex. And so I wanted to clarify those because I'm not just talking about talking on the phone and having, like, doing that. I'm talking about sexting. So this is my personal favorite because I'm very much still like a fantasy-driven person. And I don't really care about seeing dick pics or the visuals as much as I care about like imagining what my partner is going to do to me, with me, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I prefer sexting. And that is a great way to kind of start, I think, any sort of, like, sexy conversation, if you are going to even go into a phone call or video or whatever.
I've, like, just gotten comfortable with, like, dirty talking and, like, other things while physically having sex with someone.
Ooh.
I cannot even imagine trying to, like, convey that on the phone and just be like, making a lean cuisine. I want you to push me up against the wall and fuck me. Like, while, and then my microwave goes beep, and then I have to like stir my lean cuisine mac and cheese.
Meanwhile, I'm watching American Horror Story.
Like, yeah, like Queer Eye is muted in the background.
Yep. So, yeah, the next step up would be the phone call. So, obviously, this takes that phone sex game up a notch by adding your actual voices in real time. So you don't really get that chance to kind of sit and think about what you want to write out and whatnot. So this can get very hot and steamy, and I feel like it's usually reserved. In my experience, I feel like it's reserved for people who are already pretty comfortable with each other. Like, I would not be on the phone with someone that I have not met yet. You know what I mean?
No.
And or like have met twice.
Right.
It'd
be a very big turn off.
It's like those, like, late night commercials.
Yes. The late night, like, sexy commercials that were on, like, Adult Swim.
Yeah, you'd be watching TV when you're, like, in junior high.
Yeah.
And, like, those commercials would come on.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just think it was
so yeah, pretty much. That's that. This is not a sex work call center, so
I would totally be that person, though.
I believe it.
I'd be as light as that.
I believe it. So then the final kind of step up or tier would be, like, video chatting. So FaceTime, Skyping, whatever you want to do.
See them titties.
Yeah. To me, this is, like, the ultimate type of phone sex because you're straight up camgirling it. And this can take place, in my opinion, in the form of Snapchats for a less extreme version. Right. Or you can go the full shebang. But nonetheless, it's very sexy, very risque.
Right.
Not typically my cup of tea, but I've also never been in a long-distance relationship that was long-distance for an extended period of time that exceeded, like, 3 months. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't in a permanent situation. Right. So I would imagine if I was, like, had he been in New Zealand for, like, 6 months, probably would have done it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I was cool with just, like, sexting.
Right.
So anyway, I found a Cosmopolitan article that gives tips on how to have some nice titillating phone sex.
Thanks, Cosmo.
So the first tip that they have is to establish roles. So this is where you can kind of establish your sub, your dom. You can do some role play, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, right? So if we're referring back to that BDSM quiz, I am a brat, and so I'm very much a submissive person.
With attitude.
Yes. And you want to maintain that passion that you have in the real life,
like during these moments as well. Like you want to keep it as exciting and as intimate as you possibly can. So according to Adina Mahali, who's a relationship expert, hashtag same, make your partner dictate where and when you touch yourself. Like you can touch yourself is a great way to make phone sex more interactive and include both parties. Ooh. So, I mean, if you're with someone that likes to be like dominant, allow them to kind of take control. And so kind of going back to that point where you said, you know,
should I take my shirt off?
Like, they're sending you texts while you're at work being like, you should go to the bathroom and do this, this, and this. And it's like, obviously, you might not be into it every time.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes that can add a little spice.
Right. In another context. And that was a very dominant energy person. Like, that was our...
Yeah.
That was our sitch.
Yeah. So, you know, it can be really spicy to suggest that your partner do something I refer to as risky business during their normal day. So, like, some people like to wear butt plugs, you know, when they're out and about and do it, like, if you're, like, wear this one, like, while you're grocery shopping or whatever.
I've always wanted to do the, like, remote control vibrator.
They only have, like, a reach.
Right.
Because I have one, but the reach is only, like...
Yeah, I want to wear it to dinner.
Yeah,
that's fair. Or the movies.
Yeah. So, like, something like that would be fun. The next tip is to use toys. So this, I think, is just a given in general. Toys just add some fun to the bedroom. Mm-hmm. But it can just kind of bring, again, that intimacy, like, especially, like, when you're masturbating and, like, you're using the toy that, like, your partner loves to use on you or something like that. I think that that can be really hot and sexy. And, you know, there are ways that you can...
And even if you're not... actively phone sexing them or whatever, and you do use that toy and you use it the way they like it to be used, tell them about it.
Yeah.
Always and then do that.
That'll probably lead to phone sex anyway.
Spice up your life.
Yes. So the third tip is to start with sexting, which I think makes sense because you don't really want to be like, oh, we're talking about our day. Now we're having a phone call conversation about us getting it on. So
it needs to be a separate thing.
Yeah. Like I said, I prefer sexting because it gives me time to think of, like, a good response. Because I don't like being put on the spot.
I can make Raylene in the background and you don't know and you can't hear anything.
Exactly. And so, like, you don't want the conversation or experience to be one-sided. So, you know, send some sexy pics. Get the convo going.
Right out of the shower.
Yeah, girl.
That's a good go-to.
So, and this can also be, like, in the form of Snapchats, too, of, like, you're sending risque Snapchats, and then you lead to the conversation. Yeah.
Never have I ever sent a nude, though. Full nude? Never sent one.
I don't
one.
Think I've ever sent a full nude.
No. Not one nipple out and about.
I've definitely sent, like, parts of my body.
Like, things have been covered, but, like, not full nude, and not, like, full body.
Yeah, I don't know. If I did, it was
like a...
Long,
I have a class act.
Like my Calvin's.
Yeah.
My Calvin's.
Love it.
Send those nudes, bitch. Send us your nudes.
Please do. Don't. Not dick pics, though.
Don't.
If you are a hot woman,
we want. You're a hot woman.
You have tasteful nudes.
Yes, tasteful.
I'm going to send you guys a nude later.
Send us your
nudes. We just want to support women in feeling hot. You know what I mean? Like, if you need validation, send us your sexy pics.
Oh, my gosh. My friend, shout out to Christina. She does that. She does. She says, is this good? And I'm like, no, you got to do it like this. She's like, which pic? Like, which one to send? Like,
that's amazing.
A real friend will help you pick out the right nude.
Exactly. So don't worry too much about if you're saying the right thing. And I think that this is the big problem with phone sex, is that people kind of overthink it because you're like, oh, I want them to be into it. Like, what if I just say something stupid? Because it's a lot different than when you're in the bedroom. For example, I hate the word pussy. I hate that word so much. I'm not going to say the word vagina when someone's fucking me.
Put it in my vagina.
Yeah, no. See, vagina.
It's my mom's pubis. No.
Yeah, like, vagina is not a sexy word.
No. Neither is cooter.
And to me, like, when I'm in a normal setting, the word pussy just irks me in the way that moist irks other people. But when I'm in the bedroom.
What about moist pussy?
Ooh. I don't mind the term moist, but when you put it together, it just But in the bedroom, I obviously, like, that is the term that I will use because I'm not going to, yeah, I'm not going to be like, fuck my vagina. That sounds stupid.
So, fuck my front bottom, my lady cooter.
Yeah. So
meat flaps.
So you want to keep your statements simple and not worry too much about like using overly flowery language. We're not English majors trying to write like erotica. Part of phone sex can simply just be like, you make me so hard. I just want to see you naked. Like simple things.
Right.
And that can take off a lot of the pressure. So I feel like your partner is just excited to have this hot moment with you, especially if you're in an LDR. So don't read so much into it and just listen to your partner. And like, you can tell, even if you're just on the phone or texting, you can tell if someone's into it or not.
Yeah.
Because like they, yeah. You can just tell.
But if they're not responding super quick, it's because he is whacking it, honey.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So the next tip is to be vocal. So put your sexy voice on. And this already helps, like, if you're already turned on because, again, you want to be in that mood. And I'm not really going to be in that mood while I'm making my, like, mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You know? So don't be afraid to make like moans or sighs, especially if you're literally in the middle of masturbating. Like, don't try to fucking silence that shit unless your partner like hates you making noise, which why are you with them? You know?
Yeah.
So it's hot. Just do it.
Just do it.
As Paris Hilton said, that's hot.
I've been told once in my life that I was too loud and it was because I was basically screaming.
I mean,
so do what you want, bitch. Do what you fucking want.
Yeah, so you don't and also you don't necessarily have to get creative in a scenario. What you can always use is a good old throwback. Mm. So you can kind of build on existing memories. So if you have a moment where you guys had some really hot fucking sex,
yeah,
you can just be like, hey, remember this? And then like, you can kind of add to it, fantasize, like, what if we did this instead, or whatever.
9 out of 10 times that I masturbate, I imagine you sucking my dick, as things were said to me recently.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be like Katie, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so just build off of scenarios that have already happened, because you don't need to be, like, again, we're not trying to be literary wizards over here.
No.
Excuse me, so.
Don't reinvent the sex wheel.
Yeah, just, set the scene and get it going.
Yeah.
And the last one, which I think is actually really important, is don't forget pillow talk. So just like in real life sex, you know, it's important to reconnect with someone you're in a relationship with after having sex, and this includes phone sex. You're like winding down and just like chatting. Because you know at the end, like when you cuddle and you're just chatting, you still want to have that because you just had this very like primitive moment.
Yeah,
so you want
to
bring it back.
You were fucking like monkeys, and now you need to bring it back to humanity.
Yep.
But take a shower.
That works too.
Do you immediately get up and take a shower? Oh, you go with him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
cute.
That's hot.
But, you know, ultimately.
I wash each other's hair.
Nice.
Scrubbing.
You
like actual monkeys.
Yay.
Oh my God.
Bathe each other like real monkeys.
So, ultimately, you want to be safe, trust your gut, just have fun, and try not, I think the big thing is just try not to overthink it.
If
you need to.
Don't be self-conscious.
Yeah, have a couple glasses of wine, get loose, get ready.
Wine always helps.
Oh, yeah, for real. And, yeah.
Get it, girl.
Get it.
Get it, 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 get it. That said, that is the end of our tips and tricks on this episode of long-distance relationships and how to fuck your way through it. Yeah, guys, we hope we taught you something or reassured you of something or maybe inspired you to sext someone tonight. I really hope it's the last one, to be honest. I like to think that I put out horny vibes into the universe. That's my goal. To finally finish up with our guest here, though, Sarah.
Yes, ma'am.
Bring it back to the purpose of this pod. What is the worst date you've ever been on?
Okay, one of the worst dates I've ever been on, I was in high school, mm-hmm. and I was dating,
what was his name? The blonde one?
Yeah.
Yes. What was
the blonde one?
Oh, that
just bleep out the names.
that Molly dated before.
Oh, yes.
And Mike.
Oh, Mike Antonasi. Yeah. Yeah,
you gotta blank that out.
So you were dating emo guy. All right, so you were dating emo guy.
And we were at a concert, and, like, we got there, and he goes, like, he was like, oh, my friends are gonna be here soon. Like, I didn't even know his friends were coming. Number two. Then the whole night he proceeded to like mosh with his friends while I stood like near the bar.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That was what show was it? Date.
The Ghost Inside.
Ooh, rah.
Yeah.
Rah. Oh, I forgot about that band.
Yeah. Remember they got in a car accident though, and like two of the members died.
Rough.
Yeah. That was pretty rough.
Rip for them. Rip for that date. Rip for you.
Yeah. And it was cold as fuck outside. It was House of Blues.
Oof. Yeah. Not fun.
No. That's a far walk from the train station.
Well, we're going to wrap this up before our next guest gets here with our happy endings. So we like to end our episodes with a happy note. So sometimes we talk about shitty things.
I'm going to say mine first because I'm going to go out there and hug attack Kelsey.
Yes.
But my happy ending is that the four of us are together and I'm very excited about it. So.
In our notes, it says you bought a motherfucking pumpkin and you're stoked.
Yeah, but then I remembered that we're all together and we're recording another episode later. So.
Okay.
What's your happy ending?
My happy ending is... It is that we're all together and we're going to go do some fun activities yours too. Today. Yeah, I have no other happy things in my life. You guys are the lights of my life. Oh, our little squad is together, guys. It's so exciting.
Okay. That and I got biscuits and gravy this morning.
Ooh. That you sent me that picture and I was very jealous.
Yes.
Very jealous. All right, y'all. Wrapping this shit up some more because we end with a lot of things, I guess. We have some listener mail, which is an incredible story about tenacity and shitting your pants. It also is a high school episode or story, whatever it is. I was 15 at the time and lived in the suburbs. A friend of mine set me up with an actor friend who lived downtown. He had striking green eyes and a sharp jawline, so naturally, I was excited to meet him. We met up at this Pan-Asian place by the subway line. The chemistry was decent. I'm a little bewildered on the date with someone so attractive. We ordered the same dish, a very spicy eggplant concoction, where all the heat was supplied with one single pepper. Mm. I've always had a tolerance for spice, so I dared to eat our respective peppers. He spit his out right away, but me, I'm fine. So I swallow the damn thing, and for a minute, everything is okay. And then it isn't. Milk. I needed milk right away. I spend the next 5 minutes drinking a glass after glass to the annoyance of the restaurant staff, apologizing to the hot actor. And then a rumbling deep in my bowels. Sorry, I'll be right back, I tell him, and run into the washroom. My ass explodes in rage at my hubris. And I spend the rest of my date making frequent pilgrimages to the toilet, apologizing to myself, to my body, and to God. I love this person.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, this doesn't help my chances with this guy. Finally, after a lot of prayer and a lot of toilet paper, I feel okay. We pay the bill and I go to the window and go window shopping. And since things are awkward at this point, we drift into different parts of the H&M. Suddenly, more rumbling. More rage from my sphincter.
Oh my God.
I need a bathroom
now. I feel this.
This is so well written, I cannot believe it.
I know. Are you an English major?
Definitely. It's a stage 4 code brown FEMA level emergency situation. There's no washroom in the store and no time to find hot actor, so I flee. The